How does one develop humility without being proud of it?
That's a great question. How does one develop humility without being proud of it? You have to have powers of visualization. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands in Kali Yuga it's very difficult to exhibit these kind of saintly qualities that are from Satya Yuga. Tolerance and humility are saintly qualities that were prevalent in Satya Yuga. So in order to assist the sadhakas in developing these qualities, Mahaprabhu gave a form of visualization. So visualization, because the qualities have to come from the heart, the visualization engages the mind in developing the heart. So if we visualize what he's saying, we should think of ourselves as Lord in a straw in the street, or a blade of grass, or whatever you want to say. Trina means blade of grass. So think of that. You can see the grass, you step on the grass, and it comes back up, and what the grass tolerates. So that's all visualization. So that visualization helps the anubhav, the experience realization of that quality. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't just say, be humble and tolerant. He gave visualization, grass and trees. So what you have to meditate, you have to visualize and meditate grass. What is it? Everybody steps on it, dogs pee on it, and poop on it, and step on it, it comes back up again. So we have to try to think we're a piece of grass. So grass can't get too proud, So that's my response to your question. Yeah, like Prabhupada, there's some conversation. One disciple of Prabhupada, you might recall this, Jagannathji, he said, Prabhupada, I'm your most fallen disciple. And Prabhupada said, you're not the most fallen anything. You're not the most fallen anything. You're just fallen, not most. He wanted to get pride of being, he was proud, I'm the most fallen. Well, oh, glory to you, you're the worst Jagai Bada, He just said, Prabhupada, I'm fallen, I'm wretched. But, when you read the bhajans of the acharyas, there's different kinds of bhajans, like Sharanagati bhajans, of surrender and submission. They never say I'm most, they just say I'm fallen, I'm wretched, I'm fallen. They don't say I'm the most fallen. Like Prabhupada said, fool number one. I don't know, you're number one. Who's number two? I don't know, I'm number one. So that's your, what you don't want. You don't want to be proud of your humility. Some people get like that also. That's a very common thing, actually, becoming proud of your humility. But Jagannath, do you want to add something to that? Yeah, that's one of the main things required. Visualization of lila and form and feel, and then heart and visualization mixing together. Then you can enter lila. That's why they always say bhakti is impossible if you only have intelligence. Because that's like gyan, yoga gyan. You have to have intelligence and heart, both. Only heart and no intelligence, then it's very difficult to understand the tattvas and truths of bhakti and understand actually how to move on the path of bhakti without good intelligence. Your brain and mind will get confused and you'll make all wrong moves and wrong decisions and wrong understanding. So intelligence and heart, because ultimately it's a psychology of love. Bhakti is a psychology of love. So psychology means we have to use our mind and intelligence. psychology. Why does Krishna act the way he acts? Why does he interact with his devotees the way? Why is he partial to his devotees, impartial to non-devotees? That's 929 Gita. Krishna says, as Paramatma, I'm equal to everyone. That's that verse. The verse talks about Paramatma, the generic, the God, the Paramatma. Samaham Sarabhuteshu. I'm equal to every living entity. But then he talks about the person, Krishna, Bhagavan. But I'm a person. I have likes and dislikes. So this is psychology. Psychology, you like this, you don't like that. That's your mentality, that's your abhimana, that's your psychology. So Krishna says, someone who tries to love me and serve me and my devotee, I'm partial to him. So love means partiality. And psychology, like Krishna, because Krishna's a person, he has a mind. He has likes and dislikes. That's why we eat what we eat, why we offer our food, because Krishna has a mentality and he wants us to make his mentality favorable to us by doing what he likes. He doesn't like onions and garlic. We do. We all like it. Everybody eats onions and garlic. They like it. It's very popular. But Krishna doesn't like it. Radharani doesn't like the smell. So, you know, she doesn't cook that stuff. So we're trying to please Krishna's mind, which means we have to know how he thinks, how he feels. So mind and heart are both required. Mind, intelligence, and heart are necessary for bhakti development. Bhakti has to be a lover and a psychologist. Interesting combination. Usually psychologists are a little dry, a little impersonal type. But a bhakti yogi, a yogini, let's say a woman, a bhakta, has to be a psychologist and a loving person also. I just think of Krishna. Krishna has 360 types of mentalities he deals with. They're called nayakas. Usually the money describes 360 types of lovers of Krishna. They all have different mentalities. You know what it's like to deal with one wife? He was married, these two guys were married. You're a Baba Sannyasi, you don't know about this stuff.
I was married.
Oh.
For 5 years.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Well, I got over it.
The good fortune was that it was only 5 years, right?
Well, she's the one that ended it, so this was mercy.
Yeah, it's mercy. Causes mercy. I never got the mercy. I didn't get trained up.
It's okay.
I didn't miss anything.
No, that's fine.
So anyway, I think that's enough on that question.